So next time, it's going to be about 500 years from now.
所以现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
在过去的2000年里。
So in the 2000 years,
神是怎么安排这些血液？
How did the Lord arrange these blood moons?
你看见吗？一千年是一组。
So 1,000 years is grouped together.
这是第一个循环。
This is the first cycle.
这是第二个循环。
That's the second cycle.
你有没有注意到两个循环有很相似的地方？
So there's some very similar things that occur.
它都是两堆。
It's all two groupings.
你看第二个循环，这是一堆。
So you have one grouping.
这又是一堆。
And then you have one grouping.
这完全连着两年所发生的事。
So it occurred two years in a row.
然后呢，你看见又是65年挤在一起。
And then 65 years is grouped together.
然后呢，又是65年挤在一起。
And then another 65 years grouped together.
这个是162年的故事。
So this is the story of 162 AD.
这个是795年的故事。
795 AD.
然后842年的故事。
842 AD.
860年的故事。
860 AD.
1493年的故
事。
1493. 然后是
1949. 1949. 1967. 1967. 2014. 2014.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
I repeat.
是单独的。
It's individual.
然后挤在一堆的。
And then a group.
我们叫 cluster.
A cluster.
你看见65年的 cluster 挤在一起。
A cluster of 65 years.
然后又是一堆。
And then another group.
然后又是挤在一起。
And another cluster of 65 years.
那么到底回过头去。
So if you look back.
我们要从神的话里面找到解释。
We want to find interpretation of the word of God.
然后你读到以赛亚第九章49章的时候。
When you read Isaiah 49.
你才晓得以色列人被分散了。
You know that Israel was sent to all over the world.
到了1948年的时候。
In 1948.
我们的主就召聚他们回来。
The Lord gathered them back.
所以看啊，有的人回到中国。
So behold, some came back from China.
有的人从美国回来。
Some came from the United States.
有的人从苏联回来。
Some came from Russia.
所以以赛亚书49章是很重要的一章。
So Isaiah 49 is very important.
告诉我们说以色列人漂流到全世界。
So tell us that the people of Israel, they wandered through the whole world.
那么这个四堆呢，这整个加起来是四堆。
So it's actually four clusters.
刚好给我们看见以赛亚书里面所给我们看到的。
So it show us what Isaiah tells us.
到了162年的时候。
In 162 AD.
以色列人终于被分散。
Israel was scattered.
然后到了这一堆65年这一堆的时候
So the 65 year cluster
那就是从795年到860年的时候
So from 795 to 860
你叫以色列人就被漂流到远方去
So Israel was scattered to the far parts of the earth
是北方的远方
Far north
明白吗
You see that?
所以最后他们从北方回来
So then finally they came back from the north
所以根据圣经和所有的考古学，他们的确是先被掳到北方去。
So they were deported to the north first.
他们先到了苏联那一带。
So they were deported to Russia.
他们受了很多的逼迫。
They were persecuted.
结果他们找到个避难所。
So they found a hiding place.
他们在里海跟黑海的中间。
So between the Caspian and the Black Sea.
在高加索的北边。
So northern part of the Caucasian mountains.
那么你就知道说在那个地方有一个 kingdom, 有一个王国。
There's a kingdom there.
叫做 Khazar kingdom.
Called the kingdom of Khazar.
这个王国很重要。
So this kingdom was very important.
因为那个时候它可以平衡全世界的力量。
Because at that time it served as a balancing nation to every the
world. 东罗马帝国是基督徒。
Eastern Roman Empire was Christian.
还有就是阿拉伯帝国是回教的。
So the Ottoman Empire was the Islamic Empire.
所以阿拉伯人他一手拿刀一手拿可兰经。
So the Arabs, they, on the one hand, they had the Quran, on the other hand, they had a sword.
他们希望能从中东能够直接到欧洲去。
They wanted to go from the Middle East all the way to Europe.
结果谁把他挡住的呢?
So who blocked them?
就是卡扎王国的人把他挡住。
It was the Khazar Empire that blocked him.
所以全世界有三个势力。
So the whole world had three powers.
那个是完全平衡的。
They were all balanced.
一个是东罗马帝国。
One is the Eastern Roman Empire.
一个阿拉伯帝国。
One is the Ottoman Empire.
还有一个是卡扎王国。
And one is the Khazar Empire.
你明白吗
？You understand that?
他们三个完全平衡的。
They were completely balanced.
这历史学家可以告诉我们的。
So historians will tell us that.
那么就在这个第二组这一段时间里。
So the second cluster.
有一件事情发生了。
So something happened?
因为犹太人受逼迫。
Because the Jews were persecuted.
他们需要找一个家才可以。
They needed a home.
哪里是家呢？
Where is home?
到处都逼迫他们。
So everywhere they were persecuted.
所以神在那个时候听他们的祷告。
So at that time the Lord heard their prayer.
就在那个时候给他们找到一个避难所。
At that time found a hiding place for them.
那个避难所是什么避难所呢？
What kind of hiding place is it?
刚才我所说的卡扎尔王国。
So that kingdom of Khazar.
他终于宣布说他们要接受犹太教做他们的国教。
They declared that they wanted Judaism to be their national religion.
所以犹太人通通跑到那里去。
So all the Jews went there.
他们在那里就找到了个避难所。
There they found the hiding place.
明白吗？
You understand that?
在整个历史里面。
In the whole history.
只有在这65年。
Only in those 65 years.
你看见犹太人找到避难所。
The Jews found that hiding place.
有一个国家。
There's a nation.
是犹太的国家。
Is a Jewish nation.
不过他们是外邦人。
But they're Gentiles.
他们皈依了犹太教。
So they were conformed into Orthodox.
他们的祖先不是亚伯拉罕。
They're not the descendants of Abraham.
但是他们保护所有亚伯拉罕的子孙。
But they protected all of the descendants of Abraham.
所以明白吗？
Do you understand that?
在那65年之内。
So those 65
years. 结果你看见有一个避难所。
So there is one hiding place.
有一个国家。
There's one nation.
是犹太的国家。
There's Jewish.
在那个时候发生一个。
Occurred at that time.
那同样的
at the same time,
在这个65年之内
in this 65 years,
从1949一直到今天
from 1949 until today,
我们全世界都知道
the whole world knows,
以色列终于复国
so nation of Israel has been restored.
他们的确是亚伯拉罕的子孙
they are the descendants of Abraham.
所以这个以色列国
so this nation of Israel,
就变成了犹太人的避难所
have become the hiding place of the Jews.
你不觉得很稀奇
isn't it amazing?
这是65年
this 65 years,
这也是65年
this is also 65
你看这里所发生的事
the things happen in this
跟这里所发生的事
similar to this cluster
是完全对应的
and they are symmetrical
稀奇不稀奇
isn't it amazing
我再举个例子
let me give you an example
到了860年的时候
in 1860
那个时候东罗马帝国的首都是伊斯坦堡
the Eastern Roman Empire the Eastern Roman Empire the capital was Constantinople Istanbul
那一次
but that time
很稀奇
it's a very amazing
从瑞典那边
so from Sweden
有一帮人叫做 Viking
They're a group called the Vikings.
那么他们就沿着苏联的那个河，就慢慢就到了黑海，到了里海。
So they went from the Russian River all the way to the Caspian to the Black Sea.
慢慢他们就变得很强大。
So now they became powerful.
那这些 Viking 不叫 Viking.
So the Vikings weren't called Vikings.
这些 Viking 叫 Rus.
They were called Rus.
这个其实就是俄罗斯的开始。
This was actually the start of Russia.
所以结果呢，有一天就在八百六十年的那一天。
So in 1860AD,
大概 July 的时候
，about July time,
他们就用了100艘船。
So、they used 100 vessels.
每一艘船有100个人。
All vessels had 100 people.
所以10,000个人就进攻。
10,000 people.
君士坦丁堡。
Attacked Constantinople.
这是第一次。
This is the first time.
君士坦丁堡罗斯人和君士坦丁堡终于有了冲突。
So the Russians, had a war conflict with those in Constantinople.
那读历史人都知道。
Historians will tell us.
俄罗斯这个国家。
Russia
是从860年开始。
Started from 860 AD.
明白吗
？You understand that?
而那个冲突。
And that conflict.
是俄罗斯。跟君士坦丁堡的冲突。
So it's a conflict between Russia and Constantinople.
那后来
，and later on，
奥斯曼帝国
，Ottoman Empire，
终于打败了东罗马帝国
，defeated the Eastern Roman Empire，
就承受了所有的土地
，and received all the lands。
这就是我们今天的土耳其。
So this is the Turkey of today.
所以第一次土耳其跟苏联冲突的时候
，So the first time Turkey fought with Russia
是在860年
，was in 860 AD.
你明白吗？就在这个年的时候。
So it occurred in 1860.
结果他们在海上就冲突了。
So they fought a war on the sea.
有没有想到
？Did you imagine?
就在今年
，today last year.
另外一件事情发生了。
Something else happened.
只差30秒钟。
Only 30 seconds.
很可能我们就发生了世界第三次世界大战。
We were 30 seconds away from the Third World War.
原因在什么地方
？What is the reason?
就是。土耳其把俄罗斯的飞机从空中打下来。
The Turkey struck down the Russian jet.
然后他就说服那些大西洋公约国的国家。
Convinced NATO.
要起来对付苏联。
To rise up to deal with Russia.
大家还记得吗
？Remember?
当俄罗斯跟美国冲突打冷战的时候
，When Russia fought the Cold War with the U.S.
有好几都是很危险的。
So many times it was barely the close to the war.
但是从来没有发生过这样的事。
But nothing ever happened.
这是第一次。
This is the first time.
你看见吗？这个土耳其就利用大西洋公约来刺激。俄罗斯。
So Turkey used NATO to provoke Russia.
如果不小心的话。
If they're not careful.
请大家记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
这个应该是第三次世界大战。
It could be the Third World War.
有没有想到
？Did you imagine?
在860年。
In 860 AD.
那四轮的血月。
That four blood moons.
俄罗斯诞生了。
Russia was born.
那第一次俄罗斯跟土耳其冲突。
The first time Russia fought with Turkey.
是海上的冲突。
It was a fight on a naval war.
谁会想到？
Who would have imagined?
到了今天
today,
不是海上的冲突
not a naval war,
是空中的冲突
it's a war in the air.
所以如果大家回过头去看
if you look back,
所有发生的事
all the things that happened,
你觉得稀奇的
you think it's amazing.
所以现在你在看去年跟今年所发生的事
you look at what happened between 2014 and 2015,
如果我们不懂得历史的话
if we don't understand history,
我们觉得好像一切都是碰巧
we think everything is coincidental,
但是一切都没有碰巧
but nothing is coincidental.
所以稀奇吗你看见这个是和这个对称的。
These are corresponding to each other.
这个和这个又是完全对称的。
And this is corresponding to that.
这个跟这个。
This and that.
这是162年的事。
162 years.
162年怎么回事呢
？What happened in 162?
到了主后70年的事。
After 70 AD.
不是那个大灾难吗
？Wasn't there a great tribulation?
所以以色列人圣殿也没有了。
So there was no temple left.
圣城也没有了。
There was no Jerusalem.
有的人就开始走了。
So people started to leave.
但有的人说我们不能走。
So people say we can't.
因为在旧约。
Because in the Old Testament.
以色列人被掳70年，他们就回来了。
Because after 70 years, the nation of Israel wandered and came back.
你怎么知道神不带我？带领我们回来。
How do you know that the Lord will not bring us back?
他们说我们不能走。
Said we can't go back.
所以我们从七十年要再等七十年。
So we want to wait another 70 years.
到了140年。
In 148
神一定把我们带回来。
So the Lord must bring us back.
到了135年。
After 135
他们越看越不像。
They saw it's very difficult.
所以他们就起来背叛了。
So they started to rebel.
结果没有想到。
Didn't imagine.
罗马皇帝亲自来打他们。
The Roman Emperor came to fight them.
当初。主后七十年不过是一座城毁掉了。
70 AD was only but one city that was destroyed.
现在在整个犹太地900多个城就惨遭。
900+ cities were actually destroyed in 135.
从此以后
，from that point on,
以色列人不能再回到他们的。
Israel no longer could go back to their nation.
就正式的走入他们的历史。
So they walked into history.
那是140年
and 140,
但到135年就亡国了
but in 135, it already won,
那么你们说为什么要等到为什么要等到
162 years
有一个 很重要的原因
there's one important reason
他们后来发现
they later discovered
有一个帝国
there is a kingdom
有一个帝国可以跟罗马帝国抗衡的
can fight with the Roman Empire
那个帝国就是帕提亚王国
that's the Parthian kingdom
那是在幼发拉底河以东的
that's east of Euphrates
如果你和他做朋友的话
if you're friends with them
那么就可以一同来对付罗马
then you can deal with the Roman Empire
所以有一天他们终于可以回到耶路撒冷
so there's one time that they had a chance to go back to Jerusalem
所以他们就和帕提亚王国就联合起来
so they united with the Parthian Empire
和他们连在一起
and they were united
和他们一同建造一个很美丽的一个世界
and they built a wonderful world with them
他们最后的目的是什么
their ultimate purpose
他们要联手要回到耶路撒冷
united they were going to go back to Jerusalem
如果这样的话
if they did this
他们的梦就实现了
then their dream would be fulfilled
但是没有想到
but didn't imagine
到了162年的时候
In 162 AD
有一场战争
There was a war
就是罗马帝国跟帕提亚帝国中间的战争
It was a war between the Roman Empire and the Parthian Empire
那一次战争
That war
帕提亚帝国就打败
Parthian Empire was defeated
所以犹太人的梦终于破碎
So the Jewish dream was crushed
现在他们服下来了
Now they yielded
他们愿意被分散到全世界。
So they're willing to be sent to all over the world.
就在他们被分散的时候。
When they were sent to all the world.
他们看见四轮的满月，也看见四轮的血。
So they saw four blood moons.
这是第一次。
This is the first
time. 162年。
162 AD.
他们终于被分散。
They were sent scattered.
到了1493年的时候。
In 1493.
你看又是四轮的血。
Another four blood moons.
这什么意思
？What does it mean?
因为那个时候犹太人已经。被掳到西方的几处。
So, Israel was already deported to the far west.
那么大家要记得。
So we should remember.
罗马帝国最西边的境界就是西班牙。
So the westernmost part of the Roman Empire is Spain.
因为西班牙再往西就是大西洋嘛。
So the west is the Atlantic.
所以在那个时候哥伦布还没有发现新大陆以前。
So before Columbus discovered America.
所以已经到了世界的尽头。
So you've come to the end of the world.
所以在所有犹太人的感觉里面。
So in the sensing of all the Israel people,
他们到了西班牙。
When they come to Spain.
就到了世界的尽头。
They've come to the end of the world.
他们绝对不会再漂流。
They think they cannot wander even further.
所以他们帮助西班牙人就建造了一个理想的世界，黄金的世界。
So they helped the Spain build a glorious world.
有300年的黄金的世界。
So there's 300 years.
所以那300年。
What 300 years?
是个辉煌的300年。
It's a glorious 300 years.
好了，经过那300年以后。
After those 300 years.
他们觉得现在我们可以把这个当作家了。
So they thought, well, now we can make this our home.
没有想到在1492年的时候。
And unbeknownst to them, in 1492.
那个时候政府当局发一个命令。
So then the government sent a command.
你要么就相信罗马天主教。
You either believe the Roman Catholicism.
否则你什么都不可以带，就要离开这个国家。
Otherwise, you have to leave the country.
明白吗？
You understand that?
就在那一年，第二年，
the second year.
就在那1492年，
In 1492,
我们看见他们就被西班牙赶走了。